Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The Sports Lounge. Actually, it's the Fred Dreyer Show with the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of our show, Mr. Fred Dreyer, and yours truly, Michael Horn. Fred, welcome to your program.
Hey, great. So you look great over there on your side of the screen.
Yeah, I know. Just keep your hands to yourself. That's good. Hey, welcome to the show. We're on our flagship station, 790 KABC in Los Angeles, and stations all over on the Sports Byline Radio Network, the CRN Digital Talk Radio Network. We're on Sirius XM. So many great stations there, and also we're on video. So if you want to check us out, we're on YouTube. You can check out the show there, on Facebook Live, on Tiki Live at crntalk.com. And so we welcome you to the show. We got a lot to talk about. We got football going on. We got the baseball playoffs getting into it. The World Series right around the corner.
And what else?
Basketball starting. Hockey getting ready to go. It is going to be one of the. It's going to be an interesting season.
And what else do we have today?
A dinner, I think, at the ramp. Is that true?
I don't know.
I don't know. What else do we have?
We have.
We have a guest. Yeah, we do. We really do.
Did we forget about him?
We have the incredible Matt Young.
Matt Young,
one of the great pitchers of our time, signed with the Seattle Mariners, played with the Dodgers, played with the Oakland A's, played with the Red Sox. He had an interesting game, Fred. I want you to talk to him. But he had some kind of a strange combo no hitter that we're going to talk about that he had during his playing career. So it's going to be fun because Matt will give us his assessment of pitching staffs and the teams that are going to be participating in the playoffs. Should be really kind of interesting.
There's some subject matter in there that we'll creep into that'll be interested. It'll be of interest to our listening audience, and it'll be a lot of fun. So stick in there.
All right, stick in there. Don't forget you can email Fred at freddryer@crntalk.com. FREDDRYER at CRN, as in Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and then Facebook, one of Fred's favorites, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Okay? Don't forget, we've got a chat room open. If you want to talk to us, get on Facebook Live, chat in, ask questions. Fred will answer them for you. What can I say? It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Grab yourself a beer, sit down, and we'll be right back.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Fred Dreyer here, the Heartburn Hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a 2-night, 3-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618. Now.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show with the miraculous host, yours truly, Michael Horn, but the star of the program is the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hey, Mike, thanks for that intro.
It's good.
There's nothing like that that gets me raring to go than your intro.
This is the month, Fred Dreyer, where you had two safeties in one game in the same quarter in football. Is that the 25th coming up on the 25th? We celebrate that day, October 25th?
23rd.
Oh, excuse me. 23rd.
You'll get there.
I'll remember it.
You'll get
After
there.
We work together and I get my 10-year pin working with you, which I think I already have. We'll be able, Fred did that, and it's a record that'll withstand the test of time. I was reading somewhere, and I think we had a tweet from somebody that posted this on X, actually, and he said, quietly, in the past 2 weeks, Aaron Donald of the Los Angeles Rams has eased past both the Ram greats Fred Dreyer and Kevin Carter on the all-time sack leaders list for the Rams. Additionally, he only trails Jack Youngblood right now, and this is for players that are playing their entire career as a Ram. So he's eased past you, Fred, and I don't know if we want to take him out. Maybe you can tackle him or something like that. I mean,
I hope he gets 200 sacks.
That's what, you know, here's the thing, and I maybe speak for a lot of our listeners. If I'm playing and some guy beats my record, I think I might be a little ticked off. But most people,
well, why would you be that ticked off?
Because it was my record, and now I'm no longer number one on the list of sacks.
They don't whisper your name at the bar.
Well, they do that, but that's a separate story. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
No, it's
show.
Outside the bar in the alleyway.
Different show. A lot of women over there. That's my corn. So, but I mean,
isn't he an alcoholic?
There's a big deal that this is good. Aaron Donald is great, and so
he's terrific.
But I don't think anyone, and I say this, you know, because it's quite a feat to have two safeties in one game in the same quarter with two different quarterbacks. That one is safe. No one's going to get that.
There's really within. In the sport itself, mm-hmm. it goes down as a sack.
Yeah.
I had 104 career sacks. None of that has any weight today It did then.
It's a different game now.
Well, there's so many players getting sacks today that, it's not like someone says, gee, look at that. That guy got two safeties in one game. That's amazing. Well, I mean, I the games I watch here presently are with players who are sensational players. And everything is set up for them to get sacks.
Yeah.
In my era, it was a run first defense, and so you had considerations there that are valid, and they're valid here again in this generation. But once. Once you establish yourself as a sack master, as it were, you're on the slippery slope of either getting a lot of sacks or not getting any.
Yeah,
because of the nature of the fronts, the defensive line fronts, you put into run defenses. As opposed to just all out get on the shoulder like Aaron Donald does and drive his 290 pounds up and lift the guy and take him into the pocket. He has the shortest way to the quarterback, and he's like Merlin Olsen in many ways. He gets on the shoulder and drives you. He's big enough, weight-wise, strength-wise, to be able to do that. He does a great job.
Yeah, well, it'll be very interesting, and I think that he does a great job, and maybe he's going to be turning around. They got also a lot of their young players starting to come alive, too, on the Rams. We'll see how that works out. Now, also, and we think mob times for that X, we call it an X factor or something like that. It's pretty interesting stuff. By the way, another email we got in, and
yes.
This one came to us from Joe Biden asking if Fred, if you would volunteer to be Speaker of the House. So that's
can I do it from my backyard?
You could do it to set the whole place up. It should be good.
You know, this is when I miss my cats.
That's good. Let's go and check this out. We got Katrina saying, "Hey, Fred Dreyer, Mike Horn, how y'all doing?" She's been watching you on Hunter and also Land's End, which is on TV on Get TV and some
good.
Of the other networks. It's
very
good.
Very good.
Shannon is saying hello to you, and she says, "What'd you think about the Dolphin Bills game? Did we pick the Bills on that game? No, we went Miami.
We took it in the shorts. Here's what you do: you go with the teams you think are blistering hot, coming off of 70 points. You go with them until you see the fallacy or the weakness in the team itself." And you see that they got their butts handed to them up in Buffalo. So now let's see what they do. And then you find out about them later on down the line so you can bet on them or not.
John chimes in. He says, as a Bills fan of 33 years, he loved it. The Bills are looking good, too. They are. Rachel and Joan G. Shelley tuned in here to the show today saying hi. Pamela saying hi. And she mentions the October 2nd was the National Name Your Car Day. And she's wondering if either of us ever named our vehicles, especially your Volkswagen bus. Did you have a name for your vehicle at all, Fred?
Larry.
So your Volkswagen was named Larry?
Larry.
Come on, Larry.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I never named my cars.
Then I change it up every once in a while.
I call them by the brand name that was on there as well, too. And what else do we have here? We have Martine says hello from Cape Canaveral. She's listening to us there.
Ah, good.
So, all right, let's bring on our guest. We've got a great guest for us today on the show.
Yes,
we're very excited to have him with us. And if we can, punch in here and say hello to Matt Young, who is with us today. Matt, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
We love you, Matt. Isn't he just he's cheerful. We love it. Matt Young, all-time.
Oh, gosh, you have you're talking about all these records. And, Fred, I did know that about you because I think last time I was on the show, Michael talked about it.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
I've only got records. I've only got records of futility.
I've got some Elvis records. I got Beatles records, and my dad enjoyed polka, so I got a few polka records too, man. But you had one, Matt. We wanted to talk to you about this because what about this no hit game that you you had? It was where you threw a no hitter, but it was a combination no hitter. Give the fans the background on that game. That was when you were at the Red Sox.
It was not a combination. I threw a complete game no hitter.
How so? Well, tell me about it.
Well, I walked this guy named Kenny Lofton. He stole second, stole third in the first inning, and scored on a sac fly. And then I walked him again in, I think, the fourth or fifth inning.
He gave him a second chance.
Stole third, and he scored on a ground ball to shortstop. So I ended up losing the game 2-1.
Well, those two walks hurt, yeah.
We were on the road in Cleveland, so for some reason they didn't let the Indians hit in the bottom of the ninth.
So that's why it didn't say a full. Well, so you did throw a whole new hitter then. I thought it was like
a combined
thing. No, yeah. This is interesting. You were on the Red Sox at the time, correct?
Correct.
All right, Matt. Well, thanks for being with us. We'll have you on again soon. No, hold on. We got baseball playoffs, and that's why we brought you in as our brain trust, because Fred and I will start flying off in certain directions, and we want you to pull us back and give us the voice of reason.
Or help us push us over the top.
Or just push us over and take over the show.
Oh, Matt. I think you guys are there.
Yeah, that's good. And Matt Young, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned before at the beginning of the show, played for Seattle, played for Oakland, played for the Red Sox, played for the Dodgers, one of the great lefties, known as a situational lefty, also one of Tommy Lasorda's favorite pitchers. And Matt, did I see you when Oral Hershiser got his inner circle ring and the sitting behind Oral?
Yes, I was there.
Thanks for the extra ticket. We'll be back. We'll be back. Yeah, we'll be for oral support. We'll be back. Thank you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here it is, the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge, coming to you live and direct here every week at this time. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Our guest this week on the big broadcast is Matthew Young. And we're going to be talking here a little playoffs here as we really get into them right now. You've been having the, you know, the runners up going around doing some things. The wild carders going crazy. Matt, you played 11 seasons in the major leagues, and was there one place? I mean, you went to what, UCLA? Is that, and you were picked out as out of UCLA to go to Seattle? Weren't you drafted there at that time?
Correct, in 1980 summer draft, fixing this. Second round by the good old Seattle Mariners.
The
came
pride
up through their minor league organization, and then made the big leagues in 1983.
The pride of Pasadena, California. You went to the Mariners. How long did you play there?
I played 5 years in Seattle.
Yeah, you had an ERA 3.27 earned run average. You were in the top 10, I think, in your first season, weren't you? Throwing that was, you know, you're in the top 10 already right out of college doing it. And also, explain to me, at one point in your career, you had Tommy John surgery. How long was your rehab from Tommy John surgery?
I had Tommy John surgery in September of 1988, and I was pitching back in the big leagues in July of 1989.
So September of 88, you're in July. It wasn't even a year. What's with these wimps that are playing baseball now, like the Walker Buehlers of this world that are off for two years?
As Fred can attest to, these athletes these days aren't what they used to be.
Fred?
Yeah, they that's a lounge in there. You know, when you walk in there, you get treated. There's one thing, but really, it's over the background of a picnic table and some chase lounge chairs, and it's a welcoming sight to know that your pitching staff, as young as it is, has about five or six of your starters sitting in there reading the newspaper.
And Matt, you got paid, right? Not the exorbitant salaries that they are now, but these guys suck in their salary while they're sitting there rehabbing for 2 years.
Yeah, and you know what? I missed it by a generation.
Wouldn't you love to have Dave Roberts look after you? What, just to be able to say, Dave, Uncle Dave, can I go out today? No, we want you. We're worried about that elbow getting too much sunshine.
I love Dave Roberts. I think he does a great job.
Me too.
Yes, he pampers his pen.
And
his pitchers.
And I think that's the manager of today's baseball squad. You've got to do that. I mean, you know, Tommy Lasorda had Oral Hershiser talk about getting in that Walk of Fame or whatever Oral went into here recently when he went and closed the game down after he pitched a complete game. Complete games are like a mystery now. You're a starting pitcher if you pitch.
You'll never see another complete game.
What do you think, Matt?
Well, I think at one point, I think it was in, I believe it was 1990, I had 8 or 9 complete games.
Wow.
Give me a break. Get this man an agent.
Is there any value to that now? I mean, I don't know.
Halfway through the season this year, there were only 8 guys with complete games.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and I've talked to like guys like Joe Moeller that played in the Sandy Koufax days, and he says, we were embarrassed if we didn't make it to like the eighth inning or so. And you had like a one guy that was your bullpen guy, and if you bombed out and you got taken out in the fourth inning or fifth, they had what they call the long man that came in and pitched about 3 innings. Those days are gone from baseball, Matt.
Yeah, that's why you pitched so hard to get to the eighth, because you didn't want that long guy to come in for you.
That's right.
That's knowing your collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah. Well. Yes. Yeah, it was, and it was kind of like an embarrassment. They'd call the guy the arson squad. When the games were out of there, they'd come in, and some of the weaker pitchers were the guys that came in and were the long men that would come in and try to keep the game going and keep you in it. Now you got a sixth-inning guy, a seventh-inning guy, an eighth-inning guy. It's Josh Hader that's going to hit from the Padres. They think he's going to go to free agency. This guy refuses to pitch more than one inning. If you were playing, and you did play with Tommy Lasorda, and you refused his request to pitch an extra inning, what would happen to you on the team, Matt Young?
You'd be on the Padres the next year.
It's true.
They'd chase you down the freeway with a skillet.
It is absolutely true. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Ask Paul Konerko how he got to the Cincinnati Reds. They'll let you know. There's a story out that Paul would not swing.
He's not a pitcher, though.
Well, no, but he was a hitter, but he wouldn't swing at the first pitch early on in his career. And it was just, it's what I would do. I would always take a pitch. But as you get to the major leagues, and Tommy said, that's why my average in baseball was .088. But
he was subterranean average.
Tommy would say your best pitch might be that very first pitch. Look at it. If you go against Clayton Kershaw, he tries to get a strike right away. And Konerko actually refused in front of Tommy. And very shortly, I don't know if that was the reason, but he ended up in the Cincinnati. And then later the White Sox.
With arm trouble.
So, all right, Matt, let's get into it a little bit. Who do we look like? Let's talk a little bit about some of these teams. Atlanta Braves, are they the team to beat this year?
Well, I do, because I think, they may have some pitching problems, but.
Yeah. What about Max Fried? He's questionable, right? He's been throwing a little bit.
Well, his was just a blister. Those things heal pretty good. You know, with his 7 or 8 days off, he's going to heal. Strider's very, very solid.
Spencer Strider, yeah. So
he's good, but, Strider. Strider's good.
But I believe Morton got hurt.
Right, Charlie Morton. Yeah.
What about his restaurants?
And his salt. So it's. Those are still open.
They're
still open, yeah.
All right.
So, but the team itself, you know, you got Ronald Acuna Jr., man, with his stolen bases and his home runs and everything. That's a pretty miraculous thing. They've got a solid team. Ozzie Albies, Michael Harris is sitting there. A lot of good people on that team.
Let me ask you, Mike, do the Dodgers have what it takes to keep those people off base?
Well, I think so. I think if the Dodgers and the Braves go together, that should be a great series.
The bulk of what's going to happen here, Matt, isn't it so that the Dodger young pitchers, starters, the first two, three innings are going to be responsible for keeping down the score?
Correct.
Okay. So,
correct. Well, you know, the interesting thing is, and the nice thing is the young Dodger pitchers, you know, the last half of the year, those guys really didn't walk a bunch of guys, so they didn't really get.
They had good.
Control. They made guys earn their way on base, which is why they were so successful. You know, Miller, God, I love the way he throws. He just attacks.
Love his attitude,
Bobby Miller.
I love his attitude.
Some guy, he hit somebody. It was the Giants, some team over there, and the guy was shouting at him. He goes, get on base. I mean, this is a kid that's already got the poise of a player. Like, you know, I wasn't throwing at you. I just happened, the ball got away, I hit you with it. Get to first base.
Yeah, quick.
I never hit anybody on purpose.
Never in your entire career?
That's my story, and stick
right to it, Matt Young. Matt Young is our guest. Okay, so that's a good series there. How about these Orioles? They've always had good teams, but in the last few years, maybe not so great. They win, 101 games this year? They got to be one of the team to beat in the American League.
What an amazing story. Well, them and the Texas Rangers with Bochy going over there. They're moving on.
Excuse me, Matt. What do you think what went on over there with Bochy? Why did he have such an impact on that team?
You know, I roomed with Bochy down in Venezuela one year. He's a guy's guy. Just a very, very practical manager, and everybody's got a defined role, and he doesn't waver from it. and he expects you to man up and do your job and don't complain about it. And
he has very little.
He's the type of guy that you go out and give a little bit of extra effort for. He's the type of guy you just love to be on your side.
Yeah, when he was with the Giants, I thought he was the real key to how that team prepared for games.
One of the great baseball minds, I think. And he always looks like he's kind of angry, like he just ate a squid that wasn't ripe, that maybe was spoiled or something. And so, you know, but he seems like a nice guy and gets the team to play behind him. I think that a good manager, he and Dave Roberts, by going head-to-head would be interesting. What do you guys think about the AL East? Okay, you got three teams that were in the playoffs. The Rays and the Blue Jays were swept in the wild card, so that only leaves the Orioles left. What do you think, Matt? Is it the Orioles to win here in the World Series?
Well, this time of year, especially in a short series like that, it's about pitching, and it's about who's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you look at the Rays, I mean, they just didn't hit. What'd they score?
They had last year's Dodger disease.
Yeah, they just they folded.
Well, yeah, look at the buzzsaw the Dodgers ran into last year with the Padres.
Yeah. Padres were hot. The Dodgers.
It's a team that got hot, and that's what it is.
And what do you think about a team that has a layoff, like you know, the Orioles now, the Dodgers, the Braves, those teams that are sitting it out a little bit? What do you think?
Well, the one nice thing about that, there's enough seasoned veterans on at least the Dodgers and the
Braves
team that they can flip the switch back on.
All right, the switch is maybe on. Can you hang in here with us, Matt Young? We're having some fun with you. Matt Young, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great pitchers of our time, left-hander, played for Seattle, Oakland, the Dodgers, the Red Sox. The guy is one of the greats here. Pitched
and
a no-hitter.
And he's here with us. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, Matt, you're the best. You take a quick break, come back with more. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer in our Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks. Daily fantasy sports made easy.
Enjoy an ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy 3 delicious menu items for just $1. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase 3 coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at your Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
And we're back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show with yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Glad to have all of you with us. And, you know, Fred, we got a lot of people in the chat room with a lot of comments and a whole lot more for you. People saying it's John is saying, guys, it's your two safeties in one game in the same quarter. Two different quarterbacks, Fred. It's neither the 25th nor the 23rd.
Oh, gee, what is
it? It's the 21st.
Well, there you go. Thank you.
Birmingham, Alabama, hello to you. Cape Canaveral, thanks for hanging in there with us. We are having ourselves a great time because we have the legendary Matt Young with us here, a great baseball pitcher, handicapping these baseball playoffs as we get into them. You had a question for him, Fred.
Matt, let me ask you a question. You know, every time you go into spring training, there's always a line of pitchers coming out of rehabbing, and there's a bunch of them that suddenly realize, hey, you know what? I've spent the entire offseason playing catch and fungo and running on the beach and throwing the baseball and doing my exercises, and suddenly I realize I need Tommy John surgery. So they all kind of show up in camp. And there's like, you're going to lose two and three of these guys every year to that surgery. Why is that?
I think probably one of the biggest reasons is this day and age, all these younger kids that are playing club baseball year-round. And they do so much pitching as 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds that they just wear their body down when they're in a very, very pivotal time when they're growing.
Well, isn't it a rush to mature them prematurely?
Well, yes. You know, the old taboo, at least when we were growing up, was, you know, you're 10, 11, 12, you don't throw any breaking balls. You know, it'll ruin your arm. Oh, God, these guys have a whole repertoire of pitches as 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And, it wears it out.
And
that's a small tendency.
And nobody seems to talk about that when four or five Dodger pitchers are quietly trying to rehab that surgery. Or or when their arm gets sore, they kind of hide. Well, you know, we've got a little a soreness here. We'll rest him for a month. And the next thing you know, he's quietly made his way to the hospital.
And he's got 2 years off eating at the buffet table while he rehabs.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. I don't know. It's just, you know.
Well, the one interesting thing about the Tommy John surgery is it's the one surgery that they can do. If done properly, the replacement part is better than the one God gave you originally.
Right,
yeah.
So that wasn't always the case, and they didn't know that about the surgery up until about 20 years ago. So it's, they don't hesitate to do it now. Whereas before, it used to be the kiss of death for your career.
Yeah, that was the death knell for all these players.
That being said, Matt Young, are you available to join the Dodgers as a situational lefty? We'll keep you in. A situational lefty's not to pitch to at least three batters, but are you available?
Well, unless you get injured.
Well, isn't it
injury?
Can't we look forward? Not that it's a negative. I know. Can't we look forward to this lineup of pitchers we're about to see unfold under playoff pressure? Aren't we kind of like braced, crossing our fingers, that the people that are going to try to get the Dodgers further down the road as a staff, aren't they all headed for that surgery?
Yeah. It seems like it's pretty fashionable.
Yeah.
I speak for myself, Mike. We were talking about this a while back. That suddenly you're in a preseason game, and then what's his face Walker Buehler gets his work in, and the next thing you know he's talking to a doctor over in the dugout, and now he's done, not just to rehab, but he needs an entire operation. He needs a new arm, what kind of off-season program was that?
Yeah, I don't know if he came back too quick or if it wasn't done properly or who knows.
Why can't we as a group, Mike, you and me and
Matt Young,
why can't we go out to training camp and start asking these types of questions?
I think, we should, because here was Walker Buehler, what Fred is talking about. He was rehabbing. They thought he was going to come in, be ready for the playoffs, and all of a sudden they shut everything down and they decided, no, they're not going to do it. Now, obviously, they got a lot of money invested in him, but Walker Buehler's taking a lot of money out of the Dodger organization. When do you cut bait here and say so long? You got Ohtani and people say, I looked at it and I thought, would I pay all that money for Ohtani knowing he's getting Tommy John surgery and may not be the pitcher we think he is, but he's still going to be able to bat while he's rehabbing? And then I started thinking, wait a minute, that's the beauty of Ohtani. He can still bat while he's rehabbing. So you got some value for this guy. Am I right, Matt Young?
You have a ton of value for Ohtani.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about him, he'd be worth quite a bit of money as a pitcher. And he's probably worth more money as a batter.
He plays every day as a batter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you about the DH and the importance of that, because we're talking about the Dodgers a little while ago, and the Dodgers had four guys that had 100 RBIs, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Max Muncy, and J.D. Martinez. Martinez has taken the DH, and I know other teams have this, and made a science out of it. He got his 100 RBIs with only 115 games or so that he played. The guy is amazing. He looks, he sees somebody at second base. Freddie Freeman are those old school players, and Mookie Betts, where they're going to try to knock that guy in.
Yeah, the one nice thing about having a JD Martinez is, he's sitting behind Muncy, and all he's doing is picking up the pieces of Freeman, Will Smith, Mookie, and Muncy. And you turn around, next thing you know, he's got 104 RBIs. And like you said, 115 games. That's a spectacular statistic.
Well, this isn't this the importance of having consistency in the lineup? I mean, you've got the top six people in your lineup. The bottom three are interchangeable with one another, actually. And I don't
mean
that.
They're good, too. You're talking about the Dodgers.
I don't mean it negatively. I just mean it that in the structure of the batting order, a pitcher looks at their lineup and just says, these guys, they're consistently in the lineup every day. There's great leadership coming from all of these guys, one through six, and they know they can generate runs, which is one of the reasons that they score so damn many two-out runs. They're just smart guys who hit. And that's one of the reasons I like them in the series.
You're talking the Dodgers here.
Yeah. The Dodgers. But I'm very impressed with how Dave, the manager Dave, has allowed these guys to have a relationship, bond, and have a relationship.
Dave Roberts,
like
it's a friendly clubhouse. Everything you go down there when you were there with well, Oral got his what was the award he got? It's the what do they call it exactly?
They enshrined him in the legends of Dodger baseball.
Legends of Dodger baseball. That's right. And Matt Young was there. They repeat it all the time on Spectrum Dodger Vision there, and I see Matt back there, and I keep wondering. He's got a nice hat on, and everything is great. So here's the thing. What you guys are saying is correct. You look at all of the front leaders here. The Orioles, they've got a consistent lineup, albeit with young people, but they've been consistent. You got Atlanta, which is a powerhouse, consistent. You got Dodgers, which got a pretty good thing. And you got the Astros, who are a pile of cheaters, by the way, and they should not be allowed to be in there. I'm telling you, these guys still make me sick. I love Dusty Baker. I'm glad they won last year for Dusty Baker's sake, but these guys... beaten on trash cans in 2017. You got the New York Yankees pissed at him. You got the Dodgers pissed at him. Clayton Kershaw and Austin Barnes won't even accept an apology. I heard this today that Alex Cora, when JT Turner got on the Red Sox, and when Kenley Jansen was there, went and apologized to those guys. Sorry that we were cheating during the series. Did not do it to Kike Hernandez, but they should throw Alex Cora out of baseball longer than a year. I'm sorry. Get rid of the guy.
Well, how about the owner? How about Jim Crane?
Jim Crane.
Matt.
Matt.
How about the owner, Matt, of the franchise saying, yeah, we cheated. We cheated last year, and we cheated this year, and you know, gosh, if no one's looking, maybe we have an opportunity to cheat this year as well.
Matt Young, your thoughts?
That's the one thing that kind of irked me about the punishment. You know, they punished the management, they punished the owner, but they gave the players that actually did the cheating, they knew what they were doing. They gave them a slap on the wrist.
The Athletic,
you know,
had...
if they really meant it, they should have maybe not give it to the Dodgers, but vacate the pennant.
I agree.
Yes, that's the word.
Exactly. Vacate. No pennant there. Then you got George Springer. They say Jose Altuve, he didn't do anything. They got charts showing that at certain times when he was up there, he got these pitches and everything. I mean, give me a break. Carlos Correa, Alex Bregman, Gonzalez, Yuli Gurriel, Jake Marcinick, these guys, Evans Gattis, Brian McCann, Josh Reddick. These guys were going there, and Jim Crane, the owner, should have had to divest himself of the team, you said,
Two
Fred.
2 years in a row, this guy did it. The leagues told him to stop. He wrote an email back to them apologizing for cheating. Nothing was done about it. And, you know, one of the other things that, Matt, that kind of upset me was when in 17, after the World Series, the press came back around a little bit later and asked Turner from the Dodgers, you know, hey, what do you think about it? And he says, well, I just think we ought to just, you know, let's just move on and stuff. There was an opportunity there to open this thing up and make some demands in favor of the Players Association, in favor of fellow baseball players who fight like hell and go through the slings and arrows of trying to get into the tournament in order to get lucky and have a streak in their benefit, but it didn't happen.
Matt Young, real quick, you're on a team, they're cheating. Do you tell somebody about it, or do you just sit there and let the cheating go on?
Depends on whether you're going to win the World Series or not.
Fred Dreyer, how about you?
I think you just got to go right. You walk right past the owner, push this guy out, or grab him by the necktie
and
drag him in front of the press and tell him what you've been doing.
All right, hang on here. We got to take a quick break and wrap things up here. Boy, the show flew by. We got a quick segment coming up. Matt Young is our guest. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. It's the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
It's our great musical orchestra that we have.
Well, they're in tune, aren't
good
they?
Good stuff there. All right, we got Matt Young here, finally here on the show. Matt, thank you so much for being with us. You are one of the all-time greats. And you're going to come in studio one day with us very soon, I hope.
Absolutely. My pleasure, fellas.
Yeah.
And dinner's on Mike.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, so
love to hear it.
Your predictions, Matt. Who do you think?
Who do I think? I think Texas.
Yep.
I think it'll end up being Texas and Baltimore, and I think it'll end up being Braves and the Dodgers. I'm going to kind of go out on a limb and say, just because Texas has a few more veterans, that they may end up coming through on the American League side, and it's only because I'm a huge Dodger fan. I'm going to say that it's going to be the Rangers-Dodgers in the World Series.
Oh, Bochy, huh? You're going to give Bochy a shot in there?
Yeah.
Well, you just ticked off our producer, Jeremy Dayton. But anyway, I say the Dodgers there. I don't know if the American League. I think that Texas-Baltimore, if they're going head-to-head, that's going to be a very interesting series.
Well, I think that the big surprise is going to be how well those young pitchers do.
And Jeremy, what do you think about that, our producer?
Well, I wish that would be the ALCS and not the ALDS, because the Rangers, that's going to be a tough matchup. But if Grayson Rodriguez and John Means, our two stud starters, can come through, we got a good shot.
All right, there you have it. Matt Young, thank you again.
We'll see you, Matt.
Very soon here. And thank you all for listening to us here. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him. He checks emails all the time, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We didn't get to a lot of your mail. We'll get to it next week. We apologize for that. But, hey, we had the great Matt Young in here. Matthew Young, to get our heads straight and make things going.
We did indeed.
All right. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, I have, as you know, as is my prerequisite, I have no final thoughts. I just have rambling thoughts that pass through my head.
There's never a finale.
And this one is, thank you, Matt, for coming aboard.
We'll see y'all next week.